Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Hershuer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Aaron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon takes first base on ball four. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chacon moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chacon tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Cannell moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hickman. Mathews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mathews moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a line drive towards short. Chacon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershuer takes first base on ball 4. Mantilla moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christopher moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to third. Thomas moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christopher scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Braves. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershuer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's Mets, 3, Braves, 3. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mathews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Mathews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mathews moves to third. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock is walked intentionally. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mathews tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook has Adcock trapped. He fires to second, with Chacon covering, who tags Adcock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-2 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell bunts and there's an error on the play. Chacon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crandall. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershuer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Aaron is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Lou Johnson pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hickman. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Aaron scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-3, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson scores. Aaron moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Jay Hook. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.